Alvin Douglas with some inside information about a well-known congresswoman. I have a letter with me tonight which I received in northeastern India late in the year 1943. The Japs were dug in not too far away, and General Merrill's marauders were heading down the Lido Road to dig them out. We were a long way from California politics. Well, anyway, here's the letter. It starts out as might be expected. Dear Melvin, the first paragraph tells about how fast Peter is growing up and that Gregory, the oldest, has just joined the Merchant Marine. And that last week, Mary Helen, our little blonde angel, tried to give the cat a bath in the washing machine. The next part takes a cute dig at my mother for boasting about her Mayflower ancestors when she served sandwiches and Cokes at the Hollywood canteen. Then comes the big news, and I quote, "Darling, Tom Ford and other responsible people are urging me to run for Congress in the 14th District. They say that President Roosevelt is going to need all the support he can get in his fight for an all-out victory and an all-out peace. It's a terrific challenge. I want to do everything in my power to help lay the foundations for a decent and secure world after this frightful war, but we cannot deny that I'm still a novice in politics. Good heavens, do you remember how it all began? We took that trip to Europe in 1936 and saw people being pushed around by the Nazis, and then we came home to California and saw people being pushed around from Oklahoma and Arkansas. We also saw what a fine effort to straighten things out was being made by President Roosevelt, and we heard him warn the nation about the Nazi menace which we ourselves had encountered. And we made up our minds right then and there that we would do everything we could to help him. Now I'm being urged to seek election as a representative of hundreds of people who have an abiding faith in Mr. Roosevelt's leadership. As I said before, it's a challenge. But perhaps I can't go very far wrong if I constantly keep in mind my own dear family. Because what's best for a family is sure to be best for the nation and for the world. There will be sacrifices, of course, but we made plenty of those when you went into the Army. And anyway, it's silly to even talk of sacrifices when one remembers what millions of people are going through in other parts of the world. Certain people will throw bricks and heave mud, but I think there's enough Irish in me to handle that. Darling, pray for me to be able to fulfill the grave responsibilities which election to Congress would place upon me." Unquote. Well, that's the letter. I thought it might give you a better picture of my wife, who's about to speak to you.